This podcast is brought to you by WeatherWorks XMWX Satellite Weather, the premier weather provider for pilots. More pilots trust XMWX Satellite Weather than any other satellite-delivered weather service. Known for its accuracy and reliability, XMWX Satellite Weather is leading the way to fly for pilots around the country, in flight and every flight.
This is Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from Sun and Fun 2009 in Lakeland, Florida. We're with Jim Lauerman, president of Avemco Insurance. Some good news for LSA owners today, Jim.
Yeah, Russ, we're really pleased to announce today at our press conference that we are moving 13 special light sport aircraft into our most favorable rating category for special light sport aircraft, which essentially lowers the rates for those airplanes for the pleasure and business user.
It's a fairly young industry, Jim. What is the decision-making process in moving these airplanes into that category?
Yes, it is a young business, and therefore the analysis is a little bit less actuarial than we do with aircraft that we've got more experience with. But we apply many of the same kinds of principles. The big thing on these aircraft is, A, improving loss rates, which we are getting. Claim rates, I should say. The second factor is the maturity of the industry. We are finding it easier to get these airplanes fixed. More shops want to work on them. We're able to get more parts. So we look at that as part of the evaluation. And frankly, we look at the people's participation in LAMA and the various LAMA programs. We're really analyzing the company as well as the aircraft. So the big issues are, what are the loss results on the aircraft? What is the parts availability, repairability of the aircraft? And what's the maturity and the business acumen of the company building it.
But it's not all about the airplanes either. Avemco took a leadership role in ensuring that pilots were ready for light sport. Explain that a little bit and tell us how it's working out.
Yeah, about a year ago, it didn't take a rocket scientist to see that a lot of the losses that were happening in light sport aircraft were early on in the ownership experience, and frequently with very experienced pilots. And what we simply found was that it seemed to be that the pilots were having a difficult time making the transition from more heavily wing-loaded and heavier aircraft in general into the lighter light sport aircraft. I think the assumption, it certainly was my assumption, was that how complicated and how difficult can a 100 horsepower or 100 knot airplane, two-seat airplane be? But the reality is, if you've been flying around a bigger iron, it is a different transition. We found they were not difficult, but they are different. So about a year ago, we implemented a 5-hour checkout requirement, and a sign-off for a flight review by a flight instructor. That has made a dramatic improvement in the rates. In the losses, which has allowed us to make this change in the rates.
Okay, what's on the horizon? You're expecting more airplanes to be able to go into that better rate category?
Well, we sure hope so. It'll depend again on the continuing maturity of the industry and the efforts of LAMA and the coordination between companies like ours and the industry to continue to see the maturation of the industry and the improvement in the flight training in the industry and the checkout requirements and the infrastructure and the parts availability and all those things, all of which appear to be happening.
This has been Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb at Sun and Fun 2009 in Lakeland, Florida. Thanks for listening.
Presented by Bose Aviation Headset 10, voted number one for the 8th consecutive year in Professional Pilots 2008 Annual Headset Preference Survey. Today's Aviation Headset 10 delivers a highly acclaimed combination of noise reduction, clearer audio, and comfort that remains unmatched. Learn more at Bose.com/headset.